Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Sam?
Yes.
Hey, Sam. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's been a busy day, but, you know, good problem to have. I'm not complaining. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what the cost was involved so I could figure out what something was, that it would be possible or not.
Yeah, absolutely. She wanted me to go over a new in business credit with you. Makes it a bit more affordable. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, I do know that when you try and find local people from Google, that it pulls up people from like 40 or 50 miles away.
Yeah.
And I think those people must be paying for that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the guys that are Google verified and have this type of optimization are always going to show up over people who don't, even if it's outside of their service area, you know.
So you don't work for Google, correct?
Yeah, well, we're a premier Google partner. So we're not actually Google, we're a premier partner. When a position
if someone was paying Google, then they could trump you as far as as far as where the listing would show?
No, not at all. So what would happen if you called Google to get a Google Places placement, they're going to refer you to the Google partners. So like when a position opens up, they'll create a list of the qualified contractors, and then they give it to my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were just talking to, and then they go down that qualified candidates list to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category. That business solicits that space, and then we, you know, move on, different industry, different area. That's pretty much our role. So we host it and make sure it's working for you, also fill the position. Google wants it to be effective, and the only way to do that is to consistently monitor it. So they've outsourced that to their partners rather than have people at the Google headquarters actually monitoring every individual business owner's profile and making sure that it's working. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So that way someone else doesn't come and take your spot.
Right.
If they do, you figure out a way to kick them out if they're not paying.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's how they've monetized. About 85% of Google's income comes from Google advertisements.
Okay.
So even though they own YouTube and all the stuff, this is actually what pays for it. It's the business owners that want to show up first in their industry and area.
Right.
And the reason you want that kind of position is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from there. You know, if they're going to pull out their smartphone, they're really having an electric emergency, you know, power's out or something, you know, their phone's likely still got battery and they could just go ahead and pull up electricians and call somebody, right? And you'd be that somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the benefit to having this. The beauty of this particular type of placement is that you don't have to pay per lead or click or call, whereas Google Ads and Google Guarantee is pay per click and pay per lead. So this one, you know, is usually the most cost efficient, most sought after, because it's establishing you locally or within about a 40-mile radius, is what they consider as local. So they send like this little pin to you in the mail called a pin verification letter, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and then you get the 40-mile radius from there. We could list you for up to 15 different keywords. So electrician or electrical contractor, you know, that's just one keyword, really. So we're going to want to interview you and customize the campaign as well as cookie cutter the service area, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. But that's all, you know, during the client interview. So if you decide to move forward, we'll schedule that and jump into that. Do you have a website at all?
No, I don't.
No website. Okay. So let me see what I can do, Sam. All right. And I saw this Home Advisor by Angie's. Are you doing well with that?
I'm just getting ready to start them tomorrow.
Okay. Well, maybe we could steal your phone.
They charge by lead. But
yeah,
the thing
I know.
About them is if I get busy, then I can just shut my leads off and it doesn't cost me any money. Whereas this, I would have to, if I got busy and I wasn't able to utilize the leads, then the advertising costs would go on.
Well, it's a month-to-month service, so you're not getting charged for any of the leads. So it's not going to be like that scenario, yeah. With them, they're charging you for the lead whether you get it or not. So there's also that other side of the coin where you might pay $50 for a dead phone number, and, you know. So I've worked with a lot of people who've used that service, and they always tell me they'd rather be on Google, not just because it's more cost efficient, but they just like having people call them directly. And that usually creates a better success or a higher conversion rate because they've already saw your reviews, saw your website, picked you, and contacted you. So it's kind of yours to lose at that point instead of trying to chase them down, convince them you're better than the other four or five contractors in the area that got the lead off of HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, well, that's all a process, though.
So. Well, right.
To figure out which is going to work best.
So here's another big thing too, Sam. Just to be definitive on what's going to work best, if you were to pull out your phone right now and you typed in electrician, you'll see the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you, like Current Electric Services, Allied Electrical, and just under that, there's Home Advisor by Angie, top 10 best electricians in your area. Home Advisor owns the company Angie now. It used to be Angie's mm-hmm. List. They bought it out. They put themselves on Google to get the leads that they sell to you. So if you're right. buying leads from that service, you're already buying Google leads. The problem is, like I said, they sell it to multiple people, and they charge you a lead fee for every one of them, whether you get it or not. So if we were to capitalize on this position today, you're putting yourself in position for people to call you directly off the first page as a top option, which is what most of them do. And then you're not subjecting yourself to the lead fee or the lead going to three or four other guys that are on that list. So I'm sure you can see the value in that.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's like there's pros and cons, I think, to both of them. So it's just a matter of which is going to work better.
Yeah, but I mean, if you put yourself up there and you're getting more calls than you can handle, you could always refuse them. I mean, it's not going to cost you $50 to turn somebody mm-hmm. down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or $20. So, you know, obviously the volume's there. You know, just in the last 30 days, the keyword electrical contractor has 1,812 searches within the 40-mile radius of you. So I'm not saying you're going to get, you know, 1,812 phone calls, but if we're putting you or 9 out of 10 of them are making their decision, there's going to be a surplus of opportunity there for you to cherry pick what you do and don't want to do versus, hey, this is the lead and number I got. I paid for this. I got to try to make that work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different ball game. I think you'll like it a lot better. Compare them side by side. Our services are month to month. So, I mean, if you don't like it, you could discontinue it. And if your money's green, you could always go sign up for Home Advisor and buy those leads again, you know, but it's not every day you can put yourself up on Google. So the proof is really in the pudding. As far as costs, the Platinum package is what Tara requested, actually. The Platinum does include the custom website design. So we're actually building your .com for you, having that .com attached to your online listings. This one also puts you on the first page of Bing since they pull from Google's top recommended guys for their top five. And then also you have Facebook ads in there that you will have a business Facebook profile, and they run ads through it to generate as many leads as we can from that platform. So you're going to have multiple different ways of generating new leads with the Platinum bundle, and then, of course, the site. And then there's a tracking system, too, so we could show you specifically what leads and jobs are coming from what we're producing. The Platinum bundle is usually $599, okay? But with the new in-business credit that Tara requested for you, I know your company's not new. It says 30 years experience. Oh, it's experience. The company is new?
It's new in this area.
Okay, so if I approve the new in-business credit, it'll drop it down to $299. It's a 50% price reduction, and then you'd be grandfathered into that pricing structure, meaning that you'd be able to keep that rate month in and month out for as long as you choose to stick with us.
So it's $300 a month?
It's $299 exactly, yeah, about $10 a day if you break it down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's no other charges. Right, so you don't incur any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees since this is Google Places placement.
Okay. Well, that would be, yeah, well, that could potentially be affordable. So I guess I'd have to see how much, you know, how that would work.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off. But Google advertising, it's been the most profitable way for businesses to market for the last 15 years. I mean, there's really no more profitable way because we're putting you right in front of people that are in emergency situations, you know, like right at the time they need your service. So, you know, obviously the kind of work you do, I know it's going to come down to any business owner. It's going to come down to return on investment. You know, I'm not going to keep paying for something unless I'm making a good return on investment from it. I think that's the telltale sign for everyone. But our services are month to month. So if you look at who's up there now, like Current Electrical Services or Allied, these guys aren't going to pay every single month for that placement if it's not generating significant return for them, you know. And so I don't see how it'd be any different for you if we level the playing field and then also include the things like the site from a cost efficiency perspective. The website alone is going to cost more than $299 normally without us packaging it like this, so.
No, $299 seems affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like signed up with the Home Advisor,
right?
So, and that's set to get started tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just have to see if I did the website how the leads generated from that would be.
Well, they don't build you a website, actually. So what they do is they create a listing for you on their platform, right?
Okay.
So you won't, yeah. So Home Advisor is a little bit different. Like, if you spend the next like 6 months paying for every lead, and you get all these reviews built up, and you tell Home Advisor, hey, I don't want to pay for leads anymore with your service. Well, everything that you've built on that platform either gets held hostage until you pay, or when you cancel it, it disappears, right?
Right.
With this, you keep everything, okay? You'll rotate off the first page. Don't get me wrong. You won't be a top recommended option anymore if you stop paying for the service, right? That's really the moneymaker that drives a lot of the phone calls. But you'll still have all your Google reviews. You'll still be a Google-verified electrical contractor, which is huge credibility factor. You know, people want to make sure you're legit. And then you have like just the long-term branding effects of it. You'll still have your site. You'll still be able to be found on not just Google, but Bing and the other platforms that we created for you. So, you know, there's a long-term benefit to doing this, even if you did end up leaving it. But I don't think you will. I think what you'll find within the first month or two of doing this, even if you're comparing it side by side with Home Advisor, it'll probably be more cost efficient, even at $299. I know it may sound like a lot at $10 a day, but if you're buying one lead a day from Home Advisor, I'm sure you're spending a lot more than that throughout the month, right?
Right.
So it'll be more cost efficient for you. And then, you know, the volume. There's far more people who are picking a contractor directly off the first page and calling them directly than are actually going through this Home Advisor system. Usually the guys that go down and they click on that, they're not in an emergency situation. They don't need something done right now. They fill out this form. They wait for like five of you guys to call them back, and they probably got a project where they're like, okay, I'll hear you guys out. I'll pick what's most cost efficient for me and my family. Right, and that's usually what you get with that kind of platform. So you're exposing yourself to a different audience. And obviously, like you're saying, you know, the only way to really understand that and see what I'm trying to explain to you is to compare.
Well, yeah, I think it would be a different group of people. Some people don't want to go online and start filling out forms. They just want to call somebody.
Yeah, and I'm one of those guys, 100%. I'm just like, okay, I could see he's licensed, he's Google verified, there's a bunch of star reviews there, here's his website, let me just call him. You know, I don't need to have five of you guys calling me and telling me, hey, this, that, or if you do, you know, they're basically just pitching you on why you should hire them over the other guys that are on there. And if one of those guys, if I decide on one of those guys, let's say the first guy that I get off a Home Advisor, I say, hey, okay, I'm going to hire this guy for the job. The other four guys that received my number and my information as a lead, when they're calling me, I'm just shutting them down. And then Home Advisor is still charging you for the lead fee, you know? So that's also something to keep in mind, is you're putting yourself in position to kind of pay for stuff that's not necessarily conducive to profit for your company. So I feel like, I know you say you like how you could shut the leads off, but it's like you shut the leads off, there's no opportunity or no money to make from there. The only way to really get anything is to pay for the leads, and that's not even a surefire thing that those leads you're going to turn into something. So when I started working here, they were called Service Magic. So that's how I know so much about it, Sam. I mean, this is 2012. So, you know, I can't tell you how many guys I've seen in the last 12 years, you know, make the switch from that service, or, and then they tell me they like having people call them directly and they wish they would have done this before, or we would have contacted them before they got into that. So, I'm not telling you to marry us or sign up for a year or anything. I'm just saying, hey, it's month to month, you know, give us a shot. And then if you decide that you don't want to do it, which I don't think you will, but if you do, you know, you can always back out and you still have those long-term branding benefits of being a Google verified contractor online and, et cetera.
And do you, you guarantee about the showing up on the first page?
Google doesn't want us to use the word guarantee on a Google Places phone call, just because they actually have a program called Google Guarantee. So I can't actually use that word. However, we do ensure the placement. We do send you everything in writing. We don't actually call out unless Google tells us there is a position available within a service area and you are somebody on their qualified candidates list. So you will 100% be on the first page, but they don't want us to guarantee you like a certain number of clients from it, a certain amount of profit from it. You know, people still, there's a lot of free will still involved. So all we can do is ensure that you'll be up there and, you know, we'll verify your listings and have you listed accurately and try to make sure it's making you money. You know, we do as best as we can to make sure you're making money, because our success is dependent on it. I mean, if you're not making money, we're not going to make money. Put it that way. It's month to month, so you're for sure going to cancel it. So we do everything in our power to make sure that it's working for you and that, you know, you'll be continuing to use our services.
Well, I'm interested, but I don't want to make a decision right this moment. Can you send me your information and let me know kind of if I wanted to get started, what would be involved?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get started, I could create the Google business profile, and then we'd have to set up a client interview. The PIN verification letter takes about 5 to 7 days to receive in the mail. It's like a little postcard they send you. That's how you get the red dot on the map there. And then obviously we'll have to purchase your domain name, and then during the interview we'll get a general idea on how you want your website to look, and we'll start building that right away. We send you an initial draft on the site after about 3 to 5 days from sign up, and then any changes you want to make are a part of the hosting, so we'll continue to fine-tune it until it looks exactly how you want it to look. But that's it. Once you're PIN verified, you send in all your license and insurance with the Google verification form that we send you. We have you up and running. It's just a matter of you know, answering the calls as they come through and try to generate as good reviews as you possibly can. So it's a pretty simple process, actually. Okay. It sounds complex, but it's really easy. And it would take me about 2 to 3 minutes to actually sign you up for it. You'd only be committing until March 8th if we sign you up today. I could have a client interview scheduled for later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And then the PIN would be there about this time next week. So, and then obviously you have between now and then to send in all your license and insurance and everything. So, you know, the first week there's going to be a setup period. You know, month two will be more profitable for you than month one because you won't have to go through that setup period again. But, you know, with the kind of work you do at $299, we'll be able to show you positive return on investment in the first month.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't want to make a decision right this moment, but I'm interested. So if you could, you want to just send me your information and let me think about it and figure out how it would work and about going forward.
Well, again, we're just a Google partner, Sam. So we're not actually like Google. So usually when the spots open up, they just give the list of qualified guys to my reps like Tara. And that's the only reason why we're asking for the agreement today, is because they just call out on it until the position fills. Obviously, if we fill it with another business, then you have, you know, a whole book of business that's going to a competitor instead of you. But what are your concerns with, I mean, obviously, I imagine if you started up, I mean, 30 years, Jesus. You went 30 years and never considered Google advertising, or?
Well, when I started, Google wasn't even a company.
Yeah, it was founded in 96, that's true. They actually didn't even start the advertisement portion until 99, so, yeah.
I was already established in California, and then I moved to Tennessee, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking to a 30-year-old from California, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from originally.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy, well, yeah. Though. So I was born in 93. So I was doing this about as long as I've been alive.
yeah, pretty much.
So you ever used Yellow Pages back in the day?
Yeah, Yellow Pages were pretty pricey. No, I didn't look at them, but I never really went with them. Usually what you do is you get started getting established, and then you have a clientele that just calls you from time to time as they need stuff.
Yeah.
I got a lot of commercial clients.
Oh, okay. Yeah, commercial jobs. I mean, that's the beauty of this too. You know, commercial jobs aren't going to be going a home advisor. It's not business advisor, you know. So,
yeah, it seems like they're mostly residential.
Yeah, it is. It's completely focused on residential. They do say that they get some commercial opportunities, but it's really some like boneheads that, you know, filled out a form on there and then, or it might be like an apartment complex or something like that, but. You know, with Google advertising, we could literally have you listed as a commercial electrician. So if people type in commercial electrician, you know, they're able to see you in that Google Places section as top recommended. So it's very customizable and make sure that the leads are qualified. You know, they got to be in those areas and type in those phrases to get to you. But I was going to say, I mean, if you had any success with Yellow Pages, this is like Yellow Pages on steroids because it's not just based on alphabetical order, you know. It's almost it's like being the very first electrical contractor in the Yellow Pages if you were like AAA Electric.
Yeah, if I remember that.
Yeah, those are the guys getting all the phone calls, you know.
Yes, they were at the front.
Yeah.
Actually, like the littlest things at the back.
He said, "I hate those guys just because of what they did with their name." So,
their ad was too big. Forget it.
But I sent you some information. You know, I know usually these spots they fill pretty quickly. Did you have any like particular concerns like about doing something like this? Or
well, let me ask you this: if I don't like it after the first month, am I able to cancel?
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, it's month to month, so. Everybody that I work, yeah, they're coming back on their own. They're not, we're not holding them hostage. They're not on like a contract that obligates them. I mean, if somebody says they don't want to be up there and get those calls, and you know, we take them down and we find the guy that wants to be up there and get those calls, you know, so you can cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. And as I was telling you before, you keep your Google verification. So that's a huge long-term benefit for people to know that. You know, even if they're just looking you up independently and they want to make sure you're legitimate, you know, you have all those credibility factors up there. It says you're licensed, you're insured, you know. It's huge. So, yeah, to answer your question in short, you can. I don't think you will, but you can.
Okay, so if I go ahead with this, then I'm on the hook for $299, and after that, if I change my mind, I just cancel at that point.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, and we send that to you in writing with your service agreement and your invoice receipt.
Okay. How do you determine the distance out you go?
Well, they send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter, and then you could get up to 40 miles from that location.
Am I able to customize it?
Yes.
Instead of just being 40, you know, 20 or 40 miles as a crow flies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can exclude zip codes. You can have it be just a radius if you'd like. So it's fully customizable. We do that during your client interview. So they'll go over that with you. They'll go over the keywords with you. Then we'll get started on the website. We'll buy the domain name and start working on your site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Emma's going to say,
gonna,
go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, now, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, I have no doubt that this is going to turn into a long-term relationship between you and I.
Okay. Well, if I got the leads off of this, it would end up being cheaper than HomeAdvisor.
I know that. Yeah. That's, I came from that angle. I saw what you were currently doing, and I'm going, man, okay, like, if I can make it make sense to you and see it from the angle that, that I see it from, then I know this will be a long-term solution for you. And that's also why I'm willing to take the break on the pricing. I mean, the pricing structure that I'm offering you with this new in business credit, we would actually lose money if you left after 1 month. So I'm really banking on this is going to work. You know, I'm banking on this turning into a long-term thing.
You got upfront money to get all set up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're partnered with Google, so, I mean, money's not really the issue. We can afford to, but I'm just saying from literally what it cost us, like in buying the domain and everything, you know, we basically have you pay for the products and not charge you for the labor is what's happening there. And then in order for you to continue to come back, we got to make sure that it's working for you and you're making money and then you'll continue to use it. So eventually it'll be profitable for us if you stick for a few months. But the only way that's going to happen, you know, is, we get in there and make it work. So I'm confident that's going to be the case. I think you're going to see that, hey, I'm saving money. I'm getting exposed to a good audience. I'm getting live calls from people. That's a whole different ballgame in and of itself than to get text messages. So that's why I was saying I'm confident this will, you're going to love it.
Okay.
So I'm
going to... Can I just hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay. There's one thing I want to do before I go ahead, and that's because in the age of scams, is I need to verify you are who you are with the company you're with.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. So here's the I sent you my direct contact information. That's our company line there, that 877 number that I'm texting you from. There's also a Google partner directory. So here, I'll send you this. That way you actually know you're speaking with the Google partners.
Okay.
But yeah, that's actually one that I've gotten over my time here. They go, how do I know you are who you say you are? But you're completely safe. We're a premier Google partner. We're the highest rated Google partner in the U.S. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. So it's like if you look us up, we're literally 5 minutes up the 405 from the Google headquarters in Irvine, and that's where I get all my credentials.
Okay. So what's your company name?
Local
and
Splash.
And if I look that up, I'm sorry, Google Splash?
Local. L-O-C-A-L, like people in your area, and then Splash like
local.
Water.
Okay. So if I look up Local Splash on the Internet, then your company's going to come up?
Yeah. Yeah. There's 920 Google reviews. There's 802 BirdEye reviews, and there's 1,383 featured customer reviews all on there, A-plus rated with the BBB. The average for all of the reviews combined comes out to a 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, there's about 5,000 total. We've been in business for 20 years, so our company's been around since 2004.
Okay. So if I wanted to call you back through your company... is that possible?
Yeah, of course. All of my clients I work with directly. So I'm like the account lead, and then there's an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment. So you can call in directly. We have 24/7 customer service available to you too. It's that same number, that 877-635-6225 number. You hit extension 1, that'll go customer service. You hit 544, that'll go to me.
Okay, so give me the number again, 877-
I actually sent it to you about 10 minutes
ago.
So if you go to your texts, I always make sure that everybody I talk to, actually what was happening was you were kind of backing out of it, and I go, okay, well, let me give them my contact information anyway. And then you changed your mind and said, okay, I want to do it, you know, and then, so it's still in there, though. Yeah, it's
7-7-6-3-5.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 6-2-2-5, and then extension 544. Or if you hit extension 1, there's 24/7 customer service. So if you look us up on Google, too, you'll see, like, local splash, and then you'll see that same number right there, that 877-635-6225. It's our primary phone number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So you're in good hands. I'm telling you, we've been around for a long time. I know you're saying, hey, it's like the age of scam, but I would say the age of scam was like 10 years ago. Nowadays, you're so protected on this. You can go to the bank and they'll just reimburse you if you didn't want to do it. You can tell them it's fraudulent. You know, we don't even want to run the risk of getting bad reviews or having a transaction get reversed. You know, that would look bad on us for all the clients that we already have pre-existing. So you're in good hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I completely believe you, but it's always like trust but verify. That's wonderful.
No, I gotcha. Yeah. Well, I hope that you get peace of mind out of that. Cause the Google Partner Badge is really what we want to be looking for. There's another link in there that I sent you, and it'll take you to google.com/partners to show that we're a premier partner, you know, and that's important. You don't want to work with an agency that doesn't actually have Google certification and Google's not getting paid for it. You know, because there are some companies out there that do, like, online marketing, but they're not a Google partner that'll be able to get you on the first page. They'll just create listings for you, and you don't actually end up on the first page. And that's where the money's made. You don't want to be on page 2 or page 3 or on a directory like you're on now where, you know, you're subjected to a lead fee, and then they're on the first page, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not to bash Home Advisor, but if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, if you would have vetted those guys, I don't think you would have signed up with them in the first place, to be honest with you. Because the Federal Trade Commission. Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission. Yeah, they shut them down before. They used to be called Service Magic, and they shut them down, and they rebranded, and now the FTC is talking about doing it again. They've been under investigation with the Federal Trade Commission for a long time because the reviews you see on there are the homeowners that are like, hey, you know, I wanted a kitchen remodel. I got quoted $50,000. I went and filled out this form on Home Advisor. I ended up getting it for $35,000. It was great. 5 stars. Boom. And so you see that. It makes Home Advisor look great. But there's another system, BirdEye, which is people who have actually used it. And it gets a 1-star rating from the business owner's perspective because these guys are on the back end, you know, getting a lead. They pay for the lead, and then if the lead doesn't turn into a job, they just paid money for nothing, and they're upset, of course. You know, sometimes you wind up paying for 5-6 leads before you get a job, and your cost per acquisition goes from, oh, just $20, $30 lead fee to get a job. Well, no, I actually paid for 4 or 5 of those. So now I'm paying $120, you know, $200, $300, sometimes more. I've heard roofing contractors get like $1,500 deep before they actually have a job convert off that platform. So what it looks like on the surface to you and how it's advertised and how they sell it versus what it actually is on the back end and what the FTC is saying and the people who use it, two completely different things. So I feel like if you would have dug deep enough, I don't think you'd even be on there to begin with.
Well, yeah, it's all new to me, so I'm trying to figure it out because I've never had to do advertising.
Well, you live and you learn. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just saying that this will come in as a long-term solution for you. I'm pretty confident that, you know, if we fast forward 2 months from now, you'll be a seasoned veteran at this. You'll know exactly what works for your business and what direction you're going to be moving forward in, you know, without all the confusion or questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I looked you up online. I've got you here, and you know the number you sent me is correct and everything like that. So
yeah.
I think we can go ahead and go forward.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, Sam. I'm telling you. And then we'll be here to walk you through it too. And like I said, it's month to month, so we're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. We'll really make sure it's working. All right. So I'm gonna create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
12416 Burroughs Lane. That's B as in bar, B as in boy, URROUGHS.
Yeah, it's Saudi Daisy 37379.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Do you want me to hide your address online?
Well, can you just like show like an area where it's at, like they do on Craigslist sometimes?
Well, I mean, they have that already, right? The map pops up naturally with the search results, and you'll have a little red dot kind of indicating the general area where you are. But what I'm recommending, because you're going to the clients aren't going to be coming to you. This is a residence, it says. It's not a brick and mortar. So what I'm suggesting here is that we hide the street address. It'll still say city, state, and zip. You'll still have that dot, but the dot will be so vague that they can't actually get turn-by-turn directions or show up at your house.
Right. No, I think that's fine.
Okay. So I'll hide that for you. You'll still receive the PIN, but I'm just going to hide it. So city, state, and zip will be present. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your clients. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 760-716-3421.
Yes.
Okay. And is Sam short for anything? Is Samuel?
Samuel.
Yep. Traditional spelling?
Yes.
UEL?
UEL, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then what's your last name, Sam?
It's W-A-I-A-N.
Oh, I'm going to butcher that. Wayne? Wayne?
Wayne.
Wayne? Oh, okay. It just sounds like Wayne, but spelled fancy. All right, and then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing. You get it documented. I'll also send over the invoice receipt, so that way you can add it to your write-offs there as a business expense.
Okay, it's Sunshine Coast, 3421@gmail.com.
Okay, Sunshine Coast. 3421@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that is showing as a valid email. Perfect. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
You could say 8 to 5, Monday to Friday.
8 to 5. Okay. Monday through Friday. And then do you want me to put Saturday and Sunday as closed, or do you work on the weekends too?
No, you can put them as close.
Okay. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
I'm only set up for cash and check.
Okay, cash and check only at the moment. All right, submit. Check everything. Okay, and then the website. I guess that's kind of a weird question to ask. I don't think you have before and after photos for electrical work. Do you have like a logo yet?
Yeah, I've got a logo.
Okay. Are you tech savvy? Like, would you be able to email? No? Okay. No, I appreciate the honesty.
I could take a picture.
Yes.
Well, it's not even. Well, why don't you just like not worry about the logo right now? I guess.
We can also help you develop a logo too. But I was gonna say, if you could snap a picture of it and then send it to that email address that I texted you, it's pretty easy. You know, once you click on the photo, it'll give you an option to send it, and then you could send it by email and just kind of plug that in usually, and it'll send it off to us, and then we could use that for your site and for your Google business profile, just for branding purposes online.
Okay, so yeah, I've got a copy of it on my invoice form that I send out, so I can take a picture of that, like in the top corner.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm.
And send it to what email?
The one I texted you there. So it's photos@localsplash.com.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
And everything I send you, I'll send you as a text and an email just to double verify that you get it all, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sam, save. But after we get this, and then there's a Google verification form. That's kind of why I was asking too. It's pretty easy to fill out, I would say. It's kind of just click it and, you know, here, I'll show you what it looks like here. I'll text it over to you. But once we get that done, then it's just, you won't have to hop on the computer or do anything fancier than that. It's just about, you know, being responsive to the phone calls and trying to generate good reviews from the guys while you're out on the jobs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these first couple things, like sending in the logo and then filling out this form, are probably the most, like, tech thing we'll have you do. And the form is pretty easy. Like, you could type in your email, your name. There's a little section where it asks you to send in license and insurance. And there's a button, you just click upload, and it'll flip over to your camera if you're on your mobile device, and then you can literally just take a picture of the license or insurance documents and send that in. And that actually goes to Google directly when you submit it, and then they'll put a little badge and a check mark on your profile that lets the customers know, like, you're licensed, insured, and we verified that information. That gives them a lot of peace of mind with hiring you guys right off the first page.
Okay.
Okay, so I already sent that form over there. You should have it in your text and email. Okay.
Let me see. So I'm supposed to, is that the one you just sent me?
Yep. It'll have your name in it. So it'll say, here, let me go look at it exactly. Oh, it'll say Local Splash, and then it says Samuel to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed further. It'll say, please reply to the email we sent you or fill out the form here. And it has like a link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Google. Okay, I see that. So yeah. I go in there, I fill out that form, and then I upload photos of the license and insurance.
Yep. You just fill it out as much as you can. So it'll walk you through step by step. If you're missing anything, don't panic because you're doing a Google Places placement. We're still going to get you verified. But just send in what you can, and then there's a little box at the bottom that asks you if you're okay with us three-way calling with a Google rep on the line to verify. So it says sometimes Google can't verify you if you don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with the Google representative. And then it says, would you be open to this option? So you want to make sure you check yes on that if you feel like you're going to be missing one of these things that it's requesting.
Okay.
So, and that's the most technical thing we'll have you do. I'm telling you, that's probably going to be the hardest part if you're not tech savvy. I've got it set up for everything to be like done via phone call rather than just like texting you and emailing you stuff. So you don't have to be constantly checking your phone.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I got that squared away. And then for the client interview, so client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. As I mentioned earlier, this is where they're going to customize your service area, customize the keywords you're listed for, and get started on your website. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete it. I have some time slots available today. I can do 6 to 7 Eastern Standard. I could do 5 to 6 Eastern Standard, and then I could do tomorrow any time between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Let's do tomorrow.
Okay.
You said between 10 and what?
Between 10 a.m. and then the last appointment is 6 and 7 Eastern Standard. So between 10 and 7.
Okay. Why don't we do 11 a.m.?
11 a.m., okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this. I'll also set it up to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before, okay? So that way you get a little notification in case you forget overnight. And then my representative will contact you, and they'll walk you through it. It's pretty easy. You don't need any tools. You just need your brain. We're just going to, you know, go over, like I said, the keywords, the service area, make sure we're listing you properly and that the business that we're bringing in is qualified. And then, of course, the website, too. All right. So let me just set this up. And is your business name all capitalized on purpose, or is that a typo from something that you signed up with online?
I don't normally all capitalize it? I don't know where you're looking at it at.
Yeah, so the online listings that you have, I'm seeing like Home Advisor, there's like a Angie, oh, it's the same, that's the same, Home Advisor and Angie's. They all have, well, pretty much all of these directory submissions too, they all have it capitalized, just Sunshine Coast Electric.
I'm not locked into it either way.
I just didn't know if that was something you did on purpose or if it was
like that on my, like that on my business card.
Okay, yeah, then let's leave it. Let's leave it. Kind of sticks out, takes up a little more space. I think the big bold kind of stands out a little bit more, too. So from a marketing strategy, I feel like that would be good. So Sunshine Coast. But I just wanted to verify in case that wasn't the case. If it's a typo, I want to fix that, make sure everything's not coming across in a way that you don't want it to. Okay. So, all right, here's your profile. Samuel Wayne, client interview, submit. Okay, so invite client interview technician. All right, Sam, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, so let me make sure I add Sunshine Coast Electric. Now, is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN to? Okay.
Yes.
All right, let me go ahead and verify. And is there any middle initial on your card?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
It's 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
3173.
3173.
4002.
4002. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
12/24.
12/24. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
146.
146. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, just as added form of protection. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, you feel free to stop me. I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Sam. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Sunshine Coast Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Sam Wayne. Owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Sam, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying you have to cancel anything, Sam. Okay, you can keep doing what you're doing if you want to use the services that you already have, but what we want to avoid after today is duplicating anything, okay? You shouldn't need anything else, honestly. With the campaign I have you on, that platinum bundle, I mean, you got the website, you got first page placement on Google and Bing, you have Facebook ads, you got Yelp, you got Yellow Pages. There's about 60 total directories that you could opt in or out of. So I try to turn us into your one-stop shop, so to speak. That way you don't have 100 different phone numbers floating around. You know, it's all one customer service department. Make your life easier. But if you do get contacted by somebody and you do sign up for it, just try to make sure it's not something that we're already doing. Or don't pay for something that you already have. That'd be a waste of money. But it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of contract, as mentioned before. It says the first month's payment is a non-refundable amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. They're only putting that in place because it's a platinum package bundle and I have you on a discounted pricing structure. It's going to process today, February 8th of 2024. It'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So this is set up to renew each month on the eighth day. It does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. As mentioned earlier in this phone call, there are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue the service, let us know before the eighth day of the following month, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says we will part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm about to process, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email loaded with information about what to expect as a new client. It'll also have a username and password for a tracking system. If you'd like to log into that, there's also an app that you could download and makes it real easy for you. I know you're not super tech savvy, but trust me that it's supposed to make your life easier. And it kind of pipelines everything. So like if you're missing calls in that tracking system, it'll save their information. So that way you're not missing out on job opportunities. You could always call them back when you're available again.
So I'm sorry, is that an app then?
Yeah. We have our own app. It's called the Local Splash app. So you're going to get your own username and password. You'll have a link to the downloadable app sent to you. And there's about an 8-minute YouTube video that they'll send to you as well, all in the same email. And the YouTube video shows you how to use it. So if you do want to jump on that, it's a good tool for you because you can request reviews from clients. Like let's say you just wrapped up on a job, you're in your truck, you're getting ready to leave. You can just go ahead and punch their number into the app, and then it'll have like an ask about their experience, and it'll send them a live link like to your Google Business profile where they can put the star rating and write a review there. And that's a great way to kind of build up reviews and get your reputation going. You know, I wish we would have had that 30 years ago, because, man, you'd probably have a few thousand of them on there by now. But, at least we're getting started on it now and we'll build up that reputation. And those reviews and that Google Business profile will stick with you even if you leave the first page placement later. So that's what I was telling you about. Okay. It's good to get as many of those in as you can.
Okay.
Okay. And then remember, you know, I'm the account lead. There's also 24/7 customer service available to you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to reach out. You know, we're not making money if you're not making money. So, you know, it's in our best interest to make sure that you understand exactly what we're bringing to the table and how the system works so that way you're profitable with it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns at the moment?
So what do I need to work on today?
Okay, good question. So let's pull these both up. So let's go to your text messages.
Okay.
All right. Now there's the link I sent you earlier. You're gonna see another copy of it now that the payment's actually cleared. So I think your two most recent text messages, one will say Local Splash, and it'll say Samuel to get your business profile verified. That's the one we touched on earlier. Okay, so you got to fill that out. And then the other one underneath it, it'll say, Samuel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email you have on file. And it'll say, please click here. Now, this is your subscription terms. So when you click on that, you're going to see a full outline of the agreement in writing. You'll see all the products and features that we're providing for you in that Platinum Package Bundle. You'll see the discounted pricing structure. You'll see the billing date, the cancellation policy, everything outlined in the agreement. At the bottom, it will ask you to sign off on it. And it's a digital signature, so you just got to click the box and type out your first and last name as it appears above. You don't have to submit that right now if you want to take your time to go through it. Obviously, that's totally fine. But I just want to make sure, obviously, you do have it, right? And then you want to make sure that's signed off on prior to the client interview tomorrow at 11 o'clock, or they're going to basically start the conversation with that.
Okay, so let's see, so the text, okay, so the last one I received says Local Splash, Samuel, get your business profile verified.
So and
that's
just
the
before
one you
that
click
one.
The link on? I'm sorry?
No, well, there's two links, okay? There are two different things. One of them is your Google verification form, and the other one is your subscription terms, which is the outline of the agreement for the services we're providing for you, right? So the most recent one is that Google form. Okay, you'll fill that out later on today.
Okay.
Or when you're available, right? Because that's the one where you're going to have to get your like license and insurance, take pictures of it. The one that you should fill out as soon as possible is the subscription term. So that's the text right before that last one, and it'll start with your name.
Yeah, it says Samuel, and then the link says local splash.
Yep, and has your phone number. Yep, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it ends in your phone number.
So I need to fill that one out, and the one that says local splash Google.
Correct. The terms one is not really much of a fill out thing. It's kind of just, it has everything outlined, and then at the bottom you just sign your name. So that's just to authorize that you agree to the subscription terms of our service and everything we're doing for you and the pricing structure, et cetera.
Okay. So I want to do those two today then.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as possible, the sooner the better. Obviously, the subscription terms, if that one's not signed, like the terms one, they're going to start the conversation tomorrow with, hey, we need you to sign the subscription terms before we actually, like, purchase this stuff and start working on it, you know? So you definitely want to get that out of the way. The sooner we get that back, the sooner we could actually start, like, working, you know, putting you in position.
Okay.
So that's important. And then the other one is the license and the Google verification form. Sometimes guys, on average, I'd say it takes them about 3 to 5 days just to pull all that stuff together and get it filled out and sent over to us. So it's not like, oh, have to do it right now or you're in trouble, you know. And then if there is something holding you back, we'll jump on top of it too. We don't want it to take an excessive amount of time to get that done, because then that'll, you know, hinder the results that you see in the first month. And our goal really is to turn this into a long-term relationship with you. So.
Okay.
Yep. And then obviously be available for the client interview. Like I said, we'll text you, you know, an hour before. So you'll get a text at about 10, and then 11 o'clock will be the client interview, and they'll just come on and walk you through it. It's all over the phone.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you feel like you're missing anything or you get a little anxiety or stressed out, that's why we're here, right? Most business owners, it's stressful, you know, my website, my Google advertising, this form, that form, right? So that's the whole point of hiring us, is to make sure that you have it handled and you can focus on actually running the jobs and getting the good reviews and everything, making the money out there. So if you do need help, do not hesitate to call, okay? You have support here.
Okay, so I call the number that you gave me up on the beginning.
Yep, that 877 line. Yeah, that's our customer service line. Also, I gave you my direct extension, so you can call directly or you can call the 24/7 customer service if it's after hours.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Sam. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to stealing you from Home Advisor and making you some money. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 o'clock, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. You have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.